This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Christian Crusaders Radio Ministry. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting today's service. Listen following the service for information on ordering CDs, cassette, or printed copies of today's sermon. Thank you for listening, and please come back for worship every Sunday on this station.
One day the Apostle Peter asked Jesus, "How many times shall I forgive my brother?" It is a provocative question, and we're going to discuss it today in a sermon. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord Jesus, we enter into your presence this day, asking that you will also help us with this great question, how often must I forgive my brother? We realize that we wrong, and we are wronged. And the whole matter of forgiveness is a very essential part of life. So, Lord, through your holy word, may we get good information from you, but more than that, may we be drawn closer to you, that the Holy Spirit may truly make us people with a forgiving heart. We ask this in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Friends in Christ, Peter, the Lord's vocal disciple, one day asked Jesus a very provocative question. Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to 7 times? This is a question that faces all of us. As we wrong people, so we are sometimes wronged. And it is at this time that we have to ask, how long do I have to keep on forgiving this person? Is there no limit? He's really hurting me. Now that's perhaps the question that Peter had in mind when he talked to Jesus. But before we tackle this question, let's look at what Peter is asking. How long must I forgive my brother? This is a situation where two people are involved in a conflict, and the one evidently has really hurt the other person. It is a very personal conversation. It is between two people. The second point to be clear on is that Peter is a follower of Jesus. He is a Christian in today's terminology. The Christian experiences what forgiveness is on a daily basis. God in His mercy forgives his sins day in and day out. The person who is not a Christian does not have that daily pardon. In fact, he may not even see the need of it. If the person asking the question was not a Christian, I think Jesus might have said to him something like this, you know, let me help you understand what forgiveness is and how you can get it. Let me lead you into a personal relationship, and then we'll talk about how often you should forgive another. Now, I mentioned this at the beginning because there are times when forgiveness is limited. You forgive the person once, twice, or whatever, and then that's the limit. After that, you throw the book at them. It is a necessary fact that the state has to have laws which, if broken, the offender must be punished. If we did not have such, it would be chaotic. For example, let's take our traffic rules. It is posted that this is a place where you can go no more than 45 miles an hour. But you're busy and you want to get home, and so you look at your speedometer and it's 55 miles. And pretty soon there's that little red light in your rear mirror. The patrolman comes up to you and says, you're 10 miles over. Yeah, I know it, officer, he said. I've had a tough day. And so they talk a little bit about it, and he said, well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a warning. But now let's say sometime after that, he finds you speeding again. What is he prone to do? Well, I guess you didn't learn your lesson, did you? This time I'm going to have to give it to you. And you get a nice ticket that's going to cost you $150. You don't like it. But forgiveness came to an end. Or take another one that some of us are watching day after day, night after night. That's baseball games. The baseball game has rules, as does any athletic event. Break those rules and you pay the price. For example, if the team manager is on the umpire's back for what he considers bad calls, there is a limit as to how much of this haranguing the umpire is going to take before he throws the manager out of the game. This is a forgiveness that is limited. But what we're talking about today, then, is a forgiveness that is unlimited. There is a forgiveness between two people and a forgiveness between one person and a state, let's say. So here we have these two points nailed down. Now let's go back to what Peter is talking about. And he tries to be very kind, and he says to the Lord Jesus, "Should I forgive my brother seven times?" There was a rabbinical law, supposedly, that you were supposed to forgive a person three times. Well, Peter had been most gracious. He had doubled it and added one. Now, isn't that enough? There is a limit to how often, even as Christians, we should forgive one another, isn't there? And then Jesus answers this, "Peter, not seven times, but 70 times seven." And what our Lord is talking about here is that forgiveness is limitless. Now, you couldn't apply that to the manager who was haranguing the umpire, nor the highway patrolman who finally gave the driver a ticket. No, it can't be limitless there. But between a Christian and another person, there can be, and there must be, a limitless forgiveness. That's what our Lord Jesus talks about. And then you ask, well, where does this forgiving spirit come from? It comes from having a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, every Christian has been to the cross, and he goes to the cross real often. Can we learn to forgive? Can we go to the church and just get a course in forgiving, and the name of Jesus is never mentioned? No. No, you learn forgiveness when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ. For then you know that at the end of the day, or any time during the day, you may take your sins to Christ, the Christ who hanged upon the cross, and confess them to him, and say, "Lord Jesus, I have sinned. Will you forgive me?" And we have the assurance of pardon that if we will confess our sins and trust that Jesus Christ vicariously has died for our sins, then we will be forgiven. In other words, we have a forgiving spirit because we live with this understanding that we are being forgiven all of the time. That's who we are, sinners who need to be forgiven, not just once in a while, but forgiven all of the time. In our text today, which is recorded in the 18th chapter of the Gospel of St. Matthew, beginning with verse 21, we have this parable of our Lord. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me?" "Up to seven times," Jesus answered him, "I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servant." Now, this is a parable. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. Real stern. He had had enough forgiveness, there was a limit to it. But then his servant fell on his knees before him. "Be patient with me," he begged, "and I will pay back everything." The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when the servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, a much smaller amount of money. He grabbed him and began to choke him. Pay back what you owe me, he demanded. And his fellow servant fell to his knees and begged him, Be patient with me, and I'll pay you back everything I owe you. But this man refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the others saw this, they saw what had happened. They were greatly distressed, and they went and told the master. Then the master called the servant in, and now he gives him a real sharp rebuke. You wicked servant, he said, I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had on you? In anger, his master turned him over to the jailers to be tortured until he could pay back all that he owed. And then Jesus has this closing verse. This is how my Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother from your heart. What do these parables, these little stories, these various incidences tell us? They tell us this: I am saved by not the law. I am saved by the gospel. God forgives me, and that forgiveness is limitless. As a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ, I then have my soul filled with a limitless forgiveness to others. If I have been forgiven so much, how can I not forgive my brother? And that's what's before us today, friend, as we stop and think of how often we need to ask that question. Should I forgive him or should I not? And the question is, are you a Christian? If you are a Christian and you've been to the cross and Christ has forgiven you again and again and again, you have the answer. For you have within you a forgiving spirit. Now let me tell you a story. This lady was married. They'd had a rather long courtship. They knew one another well. They finally got married, had a family. Everything was going along nicely. Until one day, her husband of quite a few years had an affair with another woman. And this began to cause real, real trouble. Finally, it ended up in divorce. He went off to live with that other woman. She took the children, and they made it through life. After a few years, her ex-husband divorced his second wife. And one day when he was talking with an old friend, he said, you know, I should never have had that affair. I know it's wrong. She was right in divorcing me. But man, would I love to have her back. So the friend who knew the wife, the ex-wife, went to her and said, you know, your husband, your ex-husband is so repentant. He would go so far as to say that he would really like to humble himself and come around and ask you to marry him again. Would you do it? And the lady said, no, I have completely forgiven him. I was really hurt. But I knew that as the Lord Jesus forgave me, I could not, for my sake, if nothing else, carry on with a grudge against this man that I once had loved so much and still do love. So I forgave him, and all has gone along well. But to remarry him? No, I couldn't do that. I am far better off being the way it is. I can love him better from a distance than I can when I'm close to him. This way, I can appreciate all of his wonderful qualities, and he has many of them, and forget those which are not so nice. You know, friend, we can't live with skeletons in the closet. That lady had caught it. She wanted to be forgiven, and she wanted to forgive her husband. And her children went on and said, "It's an interesting thing with Mother. We never sensed any bitterness in her that we can recall. Her presence with the Lord Jesus Christ was indwelling, and he had built in her a forgiving spirit." I have run across a few choice gems, that I call them, when it comes to forgiveness that I have used more than once. Let me read them to you. This first one comes from William Arthur Wood, who once said, "We are most like beasts when we kill. We are most like men when we judge. We are most like God when we forgive." Isn't that interesting? Here is another one. It comes from Archibald Hard. "Forgiveness is surrendering my right to hurt you for hurting me." Let me say that again. It's a kind of a play on words. Forgiveness is surrendering my right to hurt you for hurting me. Says it all, doesn't it? And a cartoonist in the New York Magazine showed an exasperated father saying to his prodigal son, "This is the fourth time we have killed the fatted calf." In other words, the boy had gone out and come back, and the father had always accepted him the fourth time. Bruce Larson mentions that in his writings, Setting Men Free. God does that over and over again in our lifetime. But may I say in closing, draw close to him, and you will not only have the forgiveness of your sin, but you will have a forgiving spirit to forgive all, and that is the way Christ wants it to be. And that's the way you will have life abundantly. Amen. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee,
just as I
Lord Jesus, as the disciples of old asked you to teach them to pray, so we say too, Lord, teach us to pray. And we know that as once you put right in the heart of that model prayer, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, so you would have it right there today. Nothing has changed. And so, Father, we pray that as we need to, that we may extend the hand of forgiveness to all of those who harm us, realizing that as we have been forgiven, so we need to forgive. And you have built in our hearts a forgiving spirit. For that we thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
You have been worshiping today with Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. May today's sermon be a source of strength for this week. This month, Christian Crusaders is celebrating its anniversary. It has now been 72 years since the first sermon went out over the airwaves on September 6, 1936. We invite you to commemorate this milestone by considering an anniversary gift of $72. Christian Crusaders' mission is to reach those walking in darkness with the light of the Lord. Help us continue this strong commitment by telling a friend about this ministry or directing them to our website at christiancrusaders.org. CD, cassette, and printed copies of today's sermon are available by calling 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. You may also direct your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Conducting today's service was our radio speaker, the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson. Christian Crusaders has been bringing biblical truth to you every Sunday since 1936.